We're at the top of the fifth, and we are tied at one between Central Long Island Rams and the Astro Falcons. Troy Parks back up on the hill, and he fires in a strike to the leadoff hitter, Matt Selinger. 7-8-9 hitters due up for Central Long Island here in the top of the fifth. The 0-1, swing and a miss. And the count is quickly 0-2. So going back to my point in the previous inning, the field umpire didn't have the best vantage point at that pickoff attempt at first base. There's only two umpires that work these games. One obviously is behind the plate at all times. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. And Selinger is out number one. That's the second time Selinger has gone down on strikes. I'll bring up Tim Ingram, the first baseman, who is 0-1 with the strikeout today. With the bases empty, home plate umpire, of course, is behind the plate. The field umpire is along the first base line to, of course, make calls at first base. Here comes the first pitch to Ingram. Curveball, strike one. But when runners get on base, the field umpire then shifts from first base over to the middle of the diamond, the 0-1. Swing on a line drive that will drop fair down the left field line. Ingram around first, head for second, and he will be standing up with a one-out double. I'll bring up Jason Garcia, who walked and later scored the only run for the Central Long Island Rams. He has a stolen base as well. So now with the runner on base, you see the field umpires in the middle of the diamond, right behind the pitcher's mound. That pitch is in there for a strike. So from that vantage point, from right behind the pitcher's mound, he has to make the call on that pickoff throw at first. And from his vantage point, it looked like the runner was safe. And to his credit, he has a better vantage point than I do as that pitch is fouled away. So out of everybody, with the exception, of course, of the first base coach for the Central Long Island Rams and maybe even those in the first base dugout, he had the best vantage point of that play. And to Kevin Mackey's credit, the first baseman for the Central Long Island Rams, he didn't put up much of an argument. The only argument was really by the manager of the Central Long Island Rams, and it was a mild one at that. 0-2 to count to Jason Garcia, runner at second, one out. Swing and a miss on a curveball. And Garcia is out number two. That is the ninth strikeout for Troy Parks already here with two outs in the top of the fifth. Back to the top of the order and John Fogerty. He is 0-2. And he'll try to give Central Long Island the lead. That pitch is a curveball in for a strike. Fogerty grounded out in the first and struck out swinging in the third. We're tied at one here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike two, and Fogerty did not like that call as he spins out of left-handed hitter's batter's box. Outfield playing back. The 0-2, outside for ball one. Wind still blowing to straightaway center field. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, outside for ball two. Popio, the catcher, tried to frame that pitch on the outside corner, but that pitch was too far outside the frame. And now we're even at 2-2. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball right back to Parks. He will flip it to first. And that'll do it for the Central Long Island Rams here in the top of the fifth. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. After 4.5, it's the Central Long Island Rams 1, the Astro Falcons 1. You're listening to the 2012 NABF World Series on ESPN 1240.